And welcome to the End Time Shofar, End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. I'm your host, Gerald, the Shofar Sound. Sounding the shofar in these last and evil days to call those Christians who are walking in lukewarmness and in a backslidden state to walk the straight path, to love truth and embrace truth, to be prepared for the soon coming of Yeshua HaMashiach, which is Jesus Christ. Also, those who are walking in darkness, who are enslaved by the evil one of this age, to come to repentance, to be baptized in water and in spirit, and partake of the kingdom of God. Today's podcast will be dealing with days of Noah. Why was Noah perfect in his generation? We're going to go ahead and we're going to read from Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 through 14 to kind of start to lay the foundation. And then what we're going to do is we're going to look at some supporting documentation from the Qumran, some of the Dead Sea Scrolls, which will kind of explain the scripture in Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, where it states that Noah is perfect in his generation and he walked with God. So let's start off with Genesis 6, 1 through 14. And it says, "And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives, all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit should not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. And there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that. And when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, they bare to them, the same became mighty men, which became old and men of renown. And the God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. It repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things, fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And there are a generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked up on the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way up on the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is become before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. And make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch." Amen. May the Lord add a reading and blessing to his word. So before we go into some of the Dead Sea Scrolls, some of the Qumran, which kind of states why Noah was considered perfect, let's look at verse 2 and 4. It says that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives, all which they chose. In verse 4, it says, and there were giants in the earth in those days also, that when the sons of men came in to the daughters of men, they bare children. So here we have an aspect. You have some theologians would say that the actual sons of God were the sons of Seth. They came in unto the daughters or vice versa. The sons of Seth came unto the daughters of Cain, and they produced these children, which it's not from a Hebraic Jewish view and backdrop of studying commentary, study other stuff, especially Second Temple literature, that it was actually angelic beings that were having sexual intercourse with women, which produced these giants. Now, some people may think that's far-fetched, but if even you look at demonology, where people claim that they've had sex with demons, with either incubi or succubi, or even where you have these satanic black masses where people have sex with these demonic spirits, it goes to say that in regards to our Western type of thinking and trying to rationalize that, it's a hard pill to swallow. Also, too, you have people who mention the scripture that Jesus says that given in heaven, like the angels aren't given in to marriage, but it doesn't say that angelic beings cannot reproduce. That's something that we try to rationalize and all. But see, we see in the scripture that not only that these angelic beings began to have sexual intercourse with these women, but also too, they began to teach mankind all types of esoteric knowledge that accelerated men to be more violent, more destructive, even enhance sin up on the earth, where it became more violent. So we're going to look at the Qumran. We're going to look at the Testament of Lamech, and we're going to look at First Qumran 20, columns 0 through 5. All right. So Testament of Lamech is found in 1Q20, which is commonly called the Genesis Apocrypha, and it's fragmented but reproduced here. Enoch tells the same story in First Enoch 106 and 107, which we'll take a look at. So let's go ahead and kind of build ground on why Noah was perfect in his generation. Column 0, it says, "And all of us from such in each way, we may consent in the adulterous act. All that you will amplify anger, and it will be unstoppable. For who is there? Who in the heat of anger, the simple, the humble, and the lowly shake and tremble? We are now in prison. To cease from your anger, by your anger, since we will leave the house of the great Holy One, now your hand is ready to strike and destroy all, because he ceased speaking when we were in prison. Fire that has appeared before the Lord of heaven, attacking them from behind, and no longer seek grace and mercy from the Lord in eternity, before the Lord of eternity." Column 1, "Descended and with women, and a mystery of iniquity, that times that the mystery that we did not reveal, not until the day, the mystery, whether they all your sons are great, witchcraft, sorcery, and divination, the earth I would begin, part of the deed up until now, which is upon the dry ground, to establish, to see I have given all of them, if those who strike against their strong bond from all flesh is cursed. The Lord who sent messengers to you, to the earth, to descend, to strengthen the people, to teach what to do, men of the earth, he did not to them only, but all flesh." So we move on to column 2. "It suddenly occurred to me that the conception could be from a watchers, or a seed from the holy ones, or a Nephilim. My mind wavered concerning the baby." So this is Noah's father. Lamech is Noah's father. So he has some concerns and reservation that Noah's actually his son, that Noah can possibly be from a union that his wife had with an angelic being. So we move on. He says, "And then I, Lamech, was so upset, I came to Betnash, my wife and said to her, I swear my Most High, the mighty Lord, the King of all ages, one of the sons of heaven. So you must tell the whole truth to me, no matter you have to truthfully recount for me. No lies. Will you give birth to a son that is unique? Then Batnash, my wife, started crying and pleading with me. And she said, my brother, my husband, you have to remember the time of our love, my pleasure, the heat of the moment, and my panting breath. I swear I have told you everything truthfully. But I did not believe her when Batnash, my wife, saw that my demeanor had changed to anger. She calmed me down and said to me, my husband, my brother, my pleasure, I swear unto you, great Holy One, the King of Heaven, that the baby is yours. It's yours. You are the father. I have not slept with any stranger, watcher, nor the son of heaven. Why do I see sadness in your eyes and your doubt on your face when I tell you the truth? So here's Lamech. He has doubts that actually Noah may be possibly a Nephilim. And he's questioning his wife, Batnash, and he has doubts. I read on. He says, then I, Lamech, ran to Methuselah, my father, and told him and asked him to ask his father, Enoch, what the dream actually means, because he knows the watchers and well, and God makes everything known to him. Methuselah, my father, understood the importance of the dream and went to Enoch, his father, in the land of Pervane, which called the ends of the earth, to find out the truth. He said to Enoch, his father, my father, my Lord, I have come to you. Do not be angry that I came here to seek you. Column 3, for the days of Jared, my father, where the sons of heaven dwelt, human houses, and upon all over all the earth, from all the land to that sea, he would place all of it as one fruit. He called his people. Now go truthfully without lies and reaches by the way of the spring to he is the one who will divide the entire earth with he made sure Methuselah, his son, understood to him that in every seed that the Lord will give him an everlasting name from the womb. Column 4. Now they will be cause of much evil. From all ages I pass judgment upon the name of the great Holy One and the end from the face of the earth. So we move on to column 5. It says, he wrote all them in the scroll as remembrance, all Methuselah, my son, this child, for when I, Enoch, not from the sons of heaven, but from Lamech, your son, he resembles. Because of his appearance, your son Lamech was afraid. Go tell Lamech, your son, that the child is truly his, not from the sons of heaven. He will be exalted on the earth and be judged over every man, that he lifted his face and his eyes shone like the sun. This means that not the seed of a stranger. They will be caught and destroyed by their own impurity. They will act with much violence until they boil over, and every path of violence. Make sure your sons knows this mystery. What will occur in his days? Blessings the Lord of all. When Methuselah understood the interpretation, he revealed to Lamech, his son, the mystery. When Lamech understood, he rejoiced in the Lord. So we move on, and we're going to highlight 1 Enoch 106 and 107 with Lamech's dream. And this just kind of reiterate what the Qumran says and the Dead Sea Scrolls says. So just confirmation. It says, after some time, my son Methuselah took a wife for his son Lamech, and she became pregnant by him and bore a son. His body was white as snow and red and the blooming of rose, and head was as wool, and his eyes were beautiful. And when he opened his eyes, They lit up a whole house like the sun, and the whole house was very bright. And when taken from the hands of the midwife, he opened his mouth and spoke in the Lord of righteousness. And his father Lamech was afraid of him and fled and came to his father Methuselah. And he said unto him, I have begotten a strange son, unlike man, but resembling the sons of the angels of heaven. And his nature is different. He's not like us. And his eyes are as the rays of the sun, and his countenance is beautiful. It seems to me that he sprung up from angels, and I fear that the awful things will happen on earth in his days. So when we read on, Lamech seeks Enoch's interpretation. Now, Father, I am here to implore you to go to our father Enoch and learn the truth from him, and for his dwelling place is with angels. And when Methuselah heard the words of his son, he came to me at the end of the earth, and he heard that I was there, and he cried aloud, and I heard his voice, and I came to him and said unto him, Behold, here am I, my son, why you come to me? And he answered and said, I have come to you because of disturbing vision, which has caused me great anxiety. And now, my father, hear me. Unto Lamech, my son, there was born a son whose likeness and nature were unlike other men. And it reads on, it gives how actually how Noah looked, and how he his radiance was like the sun. And when he opened his eyes, it illuminated the whole house. And it says, and he arose, and the midwife, and he opened up his mouth and spoke to the Lord of heaven. And his father's Lamech was afraid and fled to me and said, and did not believe that the child sprung up from him, because his likeness was like that of the angels of heaven. Behold, I have come to you, and that you may tell me the truth. So Enoch gives an interpretation. He says, answered and said unto him, the Lord would do a new thing on earth, and this I have already seen a vision. I need to tell you that the generation of my father Jared, some of the angels of heaven transgressed the word of the Lord, and they committed sin and transgressed the law by uniting themselves with women. They committed sin with them and have married some of them and have begotten children by them. And great destruction will come over the whole earth, and there will be a flood of water, great destruction for a year. And this, my son, was born unto you. You will be left on the earth. And his three children, which read in the scripture, Shem, Japheth, and Ham, shall be saved. And when all mankind who are left on earth will die, he and his sons will be saved. And they will begot giants on the earth, not according to the spirit, but will, according to the flesh, will suffer great punishment on earth, and the earth will be cleansed from all impurity. Now make known to your sons, Lamech, that he who will be born is truly his son, and call his name Noah, for he will be left to you, and he and his sons will be saved from the destruction which come upon the earth on the account of all sin and all unrighteousness which will be consummated on the earth in his day. And after that, there will be still more unrighteous than that which was first committed on the earth. For I know that the mysteries of the holy ones, he said, are he, the Lord, has showed me and informed me, and I have read them in the heavenly tablets. Since I saw written on them that the generation upon generation will transgress until a generation of righteous arises. Transgression is destroyed, sin disappears from the earth, and all manner of good comes upon it. Now, my son, go tell your son Lamech that his son, which will be born, really be his son, and that this is no lie. When Methuselah had heard the words of his father, for he had shown to him everything in secret, he returned with the interpretation, explained it, and called the name of that son Noah, for he will comfort the earth after destruction. So here we see why Noah was, when we go back to Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, It says that Noah and his generation was a just man. He was perfect, and he walked with God because God had called him, and Noah had not corrupted himself, nor Lamech and his wife Betnash hadn't corrupted herself with having intercourse in sexual relationships with the watchers, nor had they corrupted themselves with the world system during that time, involving themselves in witchcraft and idolatry and all these other things and all. So we see that Noah was called from God. God blessed him. God saw fit to choose him to repopulate his sons, to repopulate the planet, but be his messenger in these last and evil days. So we have to make sure that we stay pure, that we don't get corrupt by this world, that we walk in truth, that also too that God gives us the grace, that also too that although we're Noah was still, when it says he was perfect, it didn't mean that he was sinless, but in a sense, genetically, he was perfect because his bloodline had not been corrupted by the watchers. Also too, his family kept the commandments of God. So we are definitely living in the last and evil days. Jesus says, as in the days of Noah, when the tribulation period, or great tribulation period begins, these watchers and 9/10 of these demons who have been sealed up in the abyss are going to be released from the pit or from the abyss, and people are worshiping all types of idols and demons and all types of false gods. God is going to give them their own desires to worship all these beings. These beings are going to turn on them, and we have to be ready, that we have to be definitely ready and prepared to see that we are coming close to the end. So God bless you all. This is the End Time Shofar End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. Be blessed.